From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. After a missile test Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed Saturday that his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States mainland. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis provided details about the launch Friday.
The missile was launched from Mukyong-ni. This is an arms plant up in the far north of North Korea, northwest, it's north of Pyongyang. It traveled about 1,000 kilometers before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. It splashed down inside of Japan's exclusive economic zone, about 88 nautical miles from Hokkaido.
China has condemned the launch, while Japan, South Korea, and the United States vow to work together on a new UN Security Council measure aimed at curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Saturday expressed his disappointment over disqualification by the country's highest court for allegedly concealing assets. Sharif said he didn't believe he should have been treated in this manner, and it is insulting and unacceptable. Pakistan's ruling party named senior lawmaker Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as his successor. Iran said on Saturday that a United States Navy aircraft carrier fired warning shots at one of its ships in an unprofessional manner. Iran's official IRNA news agency quoted a statement from the Revolutionary Guard as saying the incident occurred Friday when the USS Nimitz approached an offshore oil platform in the Persian Gulf and a helicopter from the ship buzzed a boat carrying Iranian soldiers. The confrontation marks the second such incident this week. Follow VOA on social media platforms for more. This is VOA News. An inquiry is looking into allegations an Australian Special Forces soldier shot dead a man in Afghanistan, then planted a firearm on his body to make it look like the trooper had acted in self-defense. From Sydney, Australia, Phil Mercer reports.
It's alleged that a member of Australia's Special Air Service, the SAS, killed an Afghan businessman during a raid on a warehouse in Afghanistan's Uruzgan province in April 2011. According to the military's official version of events, the man, who was said to be a senior figure in the Taliban, had tried to escape and had drawn a pistol before being shot dead by an SAS soldier. However, a friend of the victim, who said he witnessed the shooting, said the businessman was unarmed and hadn't tried to run away. The provincial government also said at the time there was no evidence the man was linked to Taliban insurgents. The shooting is one of a list of killings involving Australia's SAS unit that are being examined by a high-powered inquiry. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Kenya media are reporting that an unknown gunman have attacked the house of Kenya's deputy president moments after he left to campaign with the president for re-election in the August 8th vote. Barry Newhouse has more.
Local media reported unidentified gunmen attacked Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto's home in the western town of Eldoret on Saturday while Ruto and his family were away. A police officer guarding the residence was wounded. Gunshots could still be heard from the scene. Heavily armed officers were at the location responding to the attack. The incident comes some 10 days before Kenya's presidential, legislative, and regional county representative elections on August 8th. Ruto is President Uhuru Kenyatta's running mate. Kenyatta is seeking a second and final term in office. Barry Newhouse, VOA News.
The European Union has launched an infringement procedure against Poland over reforms the country made to its judiciary, which the EU fears will affect the impartiality of Poland's courts. EU commissioners decided to start the legal action Wednesday prior to the publication of the new Polish law, with the main concern that the justice minister can now extend the mandates of judges and dismiss and appoint court presidents. Venezuela's opposition called on its supporters for sustained demonstrations after few protesters defied a ban in Venezuela Friday ahead of a controversial election called by President Nicolas Maduro. In its daily news conference, the opposition alliance MUD also attempted to dispel rumors that it is negotiating a political compromise with Maduro's government. For in-depth coverage and updates for these stories and more 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.